The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَوْ يُوْ هُوْ بِلِيْهِ اسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, Minbar. A lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear audience of IRIB English Radio, now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sayyid Asad Jafari.
There is a very profound hadith that I find to be very interesting when Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. He says, wearing nice clothing takes away worries and difficulties. My point is that when Islam and in the Ahkam talk about physical dressing, and there's lots of things about, you know, I mean, there is a book of Alama Tabatabai that's been translated by Sheikh Tahir Jaffer, who came last year, I think, for Muharram here. Not here, but virtually. Amazing scholar, did amazing work. Still works very hard out of I think, Africa. And the book is called Sunan al-Nabi. It's online, it's available, you can buy it. It is an entire book on the very, very minute details of the Prophet's life. Everything from the colors he wore, to the side of the body he slept on, to the way he used to comb his hair, to the length of his beard, everything. I mean, a lot of effort has been put into collecting these ahadiths. All to avoid the idea that Islam has nothing to do with the physical. It does. Surah Al-A'raf, An'am, I'm sorry, has a beautiful verse. Allah describes a town in this verse. وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَحْلَ الْقُرَىٰ If this town, what town that is, it doesn't matter. If this town, آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا They had, if they believed, and if they were pious. لَوْ يَنَ If they were pious, if they believed. If the people of this town were pious and believed. If they did all that, Allah says, لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِنْ سَمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ If they did that, God says, we would have opened up the doors of blessings for them. From the sky and the earth. Follow the tafsir a little bit. آمَنُوا وَاتَّقُوا Belief, piety. These are internal realities. Spiritual realities. Sometimes you don't know if a person is in a state of piety or not by looking at them. It's a very much internal state, absolutely. But God says the result of your spiritual reality is that I will give you physical blessings. Follow the connection now. God says, if they were, وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَحْلَ الْقُرَىٰ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا If they had belief and they were pious, I would open the doors of barakat, of blessings. Samawat, of course, is immaterial, invisible. But arz means there's rain, there's vegetation, there's food, there's water. Those are all blessings of Allah that are very physical. Meaning he's saying your spiritual state absolutely impacts the physical reality. So it is a two-way street, guys. Please don't tell me. It doesn't matter how I dress, Asad Bhai. Because there are some people to the point where not only do they accept this, they actually judge others. If a sister feels comfortable wearing abaya everywhere she goes. If a brother's beard gets a little bit thick. If, for example, he's talking to a non-Muslim in a parking lot and he's doing his best now to stand there with humility, with his head down, then instead of accepting that piety, accepting that level, they look to kind of shame it and bring it down. To the point where, why can't you look at me in the eye when you talk to me? Am I lower than you? No, sister, I'm trying to respect you. Why do you have to wear abaya everywhere you go? I don't understand. This is Canada. It's okay. Meaning, it, for some reason, their actions are a threat to somebody else. Why? Let them go through their journey. They've understood that, look, sometimes for me to ignite my spirit, I have to look at the parts. That's very much an Islamic reality. Don't forget tafheem, incorporation. We're trying to do that sometimes from the external to the internal. And yes, if we want to find out the levels, absolutely, the spirit is the command central of the existence. No doubt about it. When that salat infiltrates the soul, then we've done something. But there are components that are physical that we can't deny. God says now in the beginning of the month of Ramadan to refrain yourself from food and water with the hopes that by the time you get to the nights of Qadr, not only is the stomach fasting, the eyes are fasting, the heart is fasting, the ears are fasting, there's aqsam and levels and maratib of fasting, levels of fasting. But it starts off with the physical. If we don't understand a certain ruling, why do I have to wear this? Why can't I wear this? What's wrong with this? Why is this not included in this ruling? And we know it's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Always understand one point. If God makes sense to me, if He's certain for me, and this ruling is under doubt, meaning I don't understand it, then for the sake of the doubt, take the certain. Let me explain. Somebody asked me, for example, same example I gave, that I don't know if I still have wudu. How do I find out? Very simple. What do you know for sure? I did wudu for sure. I don't remember if I broke it or not. Then you have wudu. On the flip side, I went to the washroom, but I'm not sure if I did wudu afterwards. Then do wudu. Meaning what? Drop the doubt, take the certainty. Drop the doubt, take the certainty. When it comes to Allah and His rulings, if the ruling doesn't make sense to you, God does. I know enough about God that I know that He would never do anything that would put me in a state of oppression. So take that certainty and leave the doubt alone. Look, I'll give you one more example. I'm throwing examples at you guys. One more example. Let's say, for example, you know this brother's character. He's a good brother, pious, God-fearing, God-centric, great father, great husband, a mu'min brother, helps out, mashallah, everything. And everything you know about him is khair and good. And somebody calls you and say, look, just to let you know, I don't mean to burst your bubble, but this friend of yours, Mr. Piety, I saw him in a very difficult satanic position just a half an hour ago. Coming out of that place or with this person or blah, blah, blah. You will resort to what you know about him, not what they're telling you. You'll say, look, because I know him very well, I'll give him 70 excuses. I won't all of a sudden now destroy everything I know about him because of your one report. I'll resort back to what I'm certain of, not what your eyes of doubt have told me. When it comes to God, we have to apply the same principle. Not everything that comes from God will make sense to us. I'm sorry. There are things that are controversial, that don't make sense. Why? In 2021, that's fine. You can question, you can doubt, that's fine. But when it comes time for you to actually follow a ruling, resort to what you know about God, not what you doubt about Him. You know that He is merciful. You know that He's obsessed with your success. You know that He has done so much grace to bring you towards Jannah. Thousands of prophets, ma'sumeen, the parents, the Quran, the ulama. What hasn't He done to ensure your success? That much we know about Him. If this ayat, if this verse, if this fatwa doesn't make sense to me, that's okay. But He does make sense to me. Resort to what you know. Take the certainty, leave the doubt. If you do that, that doubt becomes certain after a while. Then you understand, okay, now I know why he did that. And a lot of you have gone through that epiphany. I know you have. In your beginning teenage years, why am I doing it? Why am I doing it? Why am I doing it? There were years I used to have this pit in my stomach for the month of Ramadan. I would fear it. I'd get Ramadan Kareem, Ramadan Mubarak. I'm like, no, I don't like Ramadan. It's tough for me. After many, many years of me doing it, now I start to realize why Allah says this is the most beautiful month of the year. Now I know why people would cry when Eid was announced. I don't want the month to end. One more day, one more day. But that's after a while. After that doubt becomes certainty for me. A lot of things Allah asks from you physically, from my sisters to my brothers, that you may not agree with, you may not even understand. Resort to what you know. You know Him, allow Him now to take over that discussion.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
روحي كريم عظيم عليم حالي حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد صلي على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.